Take Me to the Ball Planet by Lucas Campbell. Ever since Joe was an itsy-bitsy baby, he has been obsessed with baseball. He watches it, plays it, and coaches it. Baseball is his life, but there is one problem. Baseball just isn't the same as it used to be. There is no charging the mound, no stealing bases, and you have to wear a helmet all the time. Joe hated the new dull and uneventful baseball, but he loved the old original baseball. Joe assured to himself, one day, somehow, I'll find out how to play the good old baseball again. When Joe came home from work one day, he turned on the TV and the news was on. The news anchors were super excited because a new planet named Planet Ball was found. Joe ran out of his socks to gather up some money to build a spaceship so he could travel to this planet. When Joe gathered up all the money he needed, he flew over to NASA HQ in Washington, D.C. After hours of talking to the engineers, Joe finally persuaded them to build him a spaceship. Joe was so excited. He would finally be able to play the good old baseball. After weeks of backbreaking labor, Joe's spaceship was done. When Joe saw his spaceship for the first time, he passed out. When Joe came to, he said, I'll name you Apollo 12. After waiting for a week, Joe and Apollo 12 were getting ready for liftoff. Joe was in Apollo 12, and the speakers were announcing, liftoff in T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The spaceship was up in the air and shooting towards space. After what seemed like an eternity, Joe had landed on Planet Ball. There was one more thing that Joe noticed. There were no humans. Joe wasn't going to let something as minor as that set him back, so he continued to the nearest baseball field. After many fails to find a baseball team, finding a team willing to hire him, Joe found the Angels field. When Joe went inside the field, he found a new, now hiring sign. When Joe found the Angels coach, he got taken out for an evaluation. After a long, tiring evaluation, Coach Castle seemed very impressed. He said to Joe, you're quite the ball player. How would you like to play on my team? Joe replied, yes, I would be honored. The next day when Joe arrived at practice, he got a chance to meet the players. They were named Gabriel, Hanel, Adriel, Paul, Barachel, Daniel, Michael, and Lucifer. The players had mixed emotions when meeting Joe. Some were happy, some were mad, and some were confused. After a couple minutes of awkward stares, Coach Castle broke the silence by saying, let's get to practice. The practice was long and hard, but Joe knew he would eventually get used to it. When Joe arrived at the field the next day, he found his locker and uniform awaiting him. Just then, Castle patted him on the back and said, put it on. We have a big game in an hour. Play ball, the umpire shouted. The Angels were home team, so they were in the field first. The moment the first batter stepped to the plate, Joe knew it was a good old-fashioned baseball. Wooden bats, one-eared helmets, and normal batting gloves. The Angels pitcher, Hanel, had 11 perfect innings, but the Rockies pitcher, Limestone, also did too. So it was 0-0 in the 11th inning. Joe stepped up to bat, and he slammed the first pitch out of the park. All of a sudden, the crowd started to shout, tattoo, tattoo, tattoo that little white ball, over and over again. When Joe stepped on home plate, his entire team gave him high fives, and he was finally being accepted. The next day, when Joe got in his locker room and found a note, it said, meet me in my office, Castle. Joe didn't know what to think, so he just went thinking it was for a good thing. When Joe got to Castle's office, Castle said, the board wants me to fire you. If I don't, I'll be fired. Joe didn't know what to say, so he didn't say anything. He just went back to his locker and thought how he could save his career. After about an hour of thinking, Joe decided to go to the board himself. When Joe got there, he started to negotiate with the GM. It wasn't easy, but Joe finally came to a conclusion with the GM. If Joe could break Barry Bonds' record and get 74 home runs, he could stay. If not, he had to go. Joe got back to the field and told Castle the deal. Castle said, well, we better get you hitting then. From then on, all Joe did was practice hitting in practice. And it was working. Joe averaged a home run every two games. When Joe had 70 home runs, something bad happened. Joe just couldn't hit any more home runs. There was two games left, and Joe needed four more home runs. It was possible, but very hard. The games had passed, and Joe managed to get two home runs in the first game, but only one in the second game. The Angels made it to the playoffs, but Joe didn't bother to celebrate. He just went to his locker room and packed up his things. But then the phone rang. It was the board. They said, you showed immense improvement, but how would you like to stay? Joe went to celebrate with his team. As time went by, the Angels kept winning, and before they knew it, they were in the World Series. The World Series could go up to seven games, and the first to win four games wins. The Angels won the World Series in five games. Joe went to celebrate with his team, and after an hour of celebrating, Coach Castle said a long, boring speech that I'm not going to bore you with. But then something weird happened. Wings. And a halo started to grow on Joe. He had become a true angel. The end.